President, thank you for giving me the floor. At the outset, I'd like to congratulate you, Ambassador Ayala Melendez, for all the efforts conducted and the achievements obtained during Colombia's presidency of the Anti-Personal Mine Ban Convention. I would like to thank the Implementation Support Unit, especially its director, Mr. Juan Carlos Ruan, for having spared no efforts in universalizing and strengthening the provision of the convention. Achieving a world free of mines by 2025 is an ambitious goal, requiring continuous commitment from all relevant stakeholders, and international cooperation and assistance are crucial to this end. In Italy, a dedicated trust fund for humanitarian demining was set up by law in 2001, allowing the allocation of resources to mine action projects relating to anti-personal landmines and explosive remnants of war. This commitment for us is not only a legal, but also an ethical one. In 2022, we were able to equal the allocation of funds budgeted for the previous year, achieving a total of roughly 8.5 million. These funds allowed us to confirm projects already under development and new ones in Iraq, Afghanistan, Mali, Niger, Syria, Somalia, and for the first time this year, Ethiopia. Our projects have a holistic approach, including clearance, risk education, and assistance to victims, paying particular attention to the social-economic dimension of mine action. The Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining has been a long-standing partner of Italy for the implementation of activities related to explosive ordnance risk education, the strengthening of the convention, humanitarian demining with a special focus on sustainable development, gender, and diversity. Over the course of this year, Italy has continued to support the International Committee of the Red Cross Program for Physical Rehabilitation and Social Inclusion in Afghanistan, which operates through 7 centers in the country and that registers thousands of new patients each year. Through the same organization, we have provided assistance and rehabilitation to vulnerable people in Mali, Niger, Somalia, and Ethiopia. We have supported the work of UNMAS in Syria, Iraq, and Sudan. Activities of clearance, training, and awareness raising, even through mass media, have been conducted in Iraq. In Sudan, we support UNMAS in order to strengthen the mine action response through explosive ordnance disposal and mine clearance, as well as through capacity building. We praised the organization of a victims' assistance experts meeting this year at the margins of the formal meetings, and we were extremely pleased to have chaired, just yesterday, the panel dedicated to rehabilitation, integration, and humanitarian response, topics at the core of our mine action strategy. Mr. President, along with financial support, the sharing of experience, knowledge, and practical know-how should also be part of international assistance. We are very proud of the continuous efforts conducted by the Italian Armed Forces operating abroad and involved in clearance of improvised explosive devices and explosive ordnance disposal, and the support of a dedicated National Center of Excellence for countering all types of explosive devices, which also has been engaged in training and capacity building activities. We strengthen multilateralism by empowering collaborations with the UN, other international and regional organizations, civil society, and survivors organizations in the implementation of their integrated mine action programs that we deem an effective way to fully implement the convention, maximizing the contribution and impact of all the available expertise and knowledge. Before concluding, Mr. President, I would like to stress that the notions of national ownership and donor coordination are two key tenets of Italian cooperation, including in humanitarian demining. Therefore, we greatly value initiatives such as the country coalition, as well as the individualized approach, and we look with interest at the meetings focusing on case studies for the individualized approach, like the one on the experience of South Sudan, organized by the National Mine Action Authority of South Sudan and this committee. Italy stands ready to contribute to all these efforts, enhancing the effectiveness of international assistance through greater coordination among all relevant stakeholders at local and international level. I thank you, Mr. President.